Can you talk about how you approach decision-making off protocol in terms of adjuvant therapy for stage 3 and stage 2 disease?
Actually, I'm pretty convinced of the effect of oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy, especially FOLFOX4 in the adjuvant setting. And I really discuss with the patients the risk that patients have for recurrence of the disease. And we do have very good tools now. And really, when the patients know which is the risk of recurrence of the disease without therapy, with 5-fluorouracil leucovorin-based chemotherapy, or with FOLFOX, very few patients really do not like to be treated with oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. So my gold standard in my institution is treating patients with FOLFOX for 12 cycles.
What about stage 2?
Actually, I give the same recommendations because I really think that although the recurrence risk is lower for some stage 2, for others it's even higher than for stage 3, I think that the relative reduction in the recurrent risk is almost the same with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy does not discriminate the stage of the tumor. Chemotherapy reduces the risk of the relapse, and you always have to figure not only the absolute figures, but really the relative figures. And, you know, those patients that are really in very good conditions, in a very good health status, and without any disease that really might compromise the life in the next 5 to 7 years, usually patients want to have as much treatment as possible for decreasing the risk of recurrence. So my recommendation is at least to high-risk stage 2, give or recommend patients to be treated with FOLFOX4.
How do you approach a younger patient, maybe in their 50s, perfectly healthy, who doesn't have any risk factors with stage 2 disease?
I also recommend adjuvant chemotherapy. And actually, these are the patients that are also included in the ALLEN study.
What about patients in their 60s, average risk stage 2 disease?
Well, if I was a patient in this situation, I would like to have a physician that recommend me FOLFOX4. So I recommend FOLFOX4. And actually, what I do in these patients, because I think that, you know, the discussion of giving chemotherapy or not is really a long-term discussion. You cannot do this in 10 minutes or even in one day consultation. I think that it's good for the patients to have time to think on and to discuss several times about efficacy, toxicity, and so on. So I always give them the approximate data, and really, it really helps a lot because it gives the information that the patient really needs for taking a decision. You can tell them about toxicity, but you tell about toxicity, you tell about residual polyneuropathy, I would say, not really long-term, but mid-term residual polyneuropathy. But then the patients, once they have all the safety information, they need numbers to take decisions. And really, I appreciate this tool. It was really quite difficult, I would say, 2 or 3 years ago, because we didn't have these numbers. And really, these numbers help a lot.